No, Sinn Féin are demanding a permanent cost of disability scheme be implemented immediately, and an immediate emergency €500 payment be given to everyone with disability in this country. That was the focus of a Dáil debate yesterday. It's in the context of the wider cost of living crisis, which is going to be discussed at a meeting in the Heights Hotel in Killarney this evening at 8 o'clock, organised by Sinn Féin and attended by Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesperson. I spoke to him shortly before coming on air and first of all asked him what his position was, the motion they put forward looking for this emergency payment from the government for people with disabilities.
Yeah, well, look, the government introduced a budget. We know the budget was €9.4 billion. They left workers and families worse off. And it's not just Sinn Féin that's saying that. The ESRI has actually come out and said that that's the fact. And look, your listeners can feel that in their pocket. They see that with the rise in prices and the fact that their weekly paycheck doesn't stretch as far as it used to. But in terms of disabilities, they made a very conscious decision that people with disabilities were going to be €1,400 worse off than they were the previous year. And I think that's scandalous that cabinet ministers who are well-paid, well-heeled, sits around a cabinet table and decides to leave some of our most vulnerable people in society really, really struggling. It's why people with disabilities came outside the gates of Leinster House to protest, asking the government to reverse that. And it's, you know, one of the issues that I called out immediately on budget night. So what we're arguing is that the government need to address that issue. As part of that there needs to be a €500 lump sum payment to people with disabilities. But more importantly, we need to have a cost of disability payment, and Sinn Féin have argued for that for many, many years, and that's recognising that there is an additional cost when you have a disability, and therefore that has to be factored into. We have so many people who've got disabilities who live in poverty, who are really, really struggling, and you know, I think most people, regardless of whether they have a disability or not, or they know somebody with a disability, believe that, you know, those with disabilities need to be actually protected and sheltered, particularly in the middle of a cost living crisis.
Okay, who would get the €500 payment? Everyone in received disability?
Yeah, exactly. It's, there's already a disability payment that exists. So the €500 payment would be a lump sum for all those beneficiaries of the disability payment.
Okay, and then the introduction of the permanent cost of disability scheme. Now, Micheál Martin and Dáil yesterday totally rejected what you're saying. He's saying that this is, you know, the last budget saw the largest ever increase in disability services, up to 20% of an increase for them. He says they're working on a permanent disability payment, but it's not as simple as being presented by your party. You're looking at a potential of perhaps maybe 1 million people who identify in this country with disability, 22% of the population. And he's saying it all sounds grand to say, look, just set one up now, but it's got to be targeted.
Of course you're targeting. You're targeting at people with disabilities. And let's be clear about this here. This isn't just what we're saying. Where did the €1,400 figure come from? It didn't come from Sinn Féin. It came from disability advocates. It came from the sector. It came from people, for example, who were outside the gates of Leinster House in wheelchairs. I've said this time and time again, Gerry. I've never seen bankers outside the gates of Leinster House protesting. I've never seen developers outside the gates of Leinster House protesting, or the investment funds, because they always have the ear of Micheál Martin, of Simon Harris, and their colleagues in Fine Gael Fianna Fáil government. But it's time and time again, people at the edges, people who are really struggling, people with disabilities who've had to go after the budget, outside the gates, trying to get their voices heard again and again, telling Micheál Martin and Simon Harris what they did in the budget wasn't just wrong, but it was cruel. Taking €1,400 away from people with disabilities in the middle of a cost of living crisis was absolutely wrong, while at the same time enriching those with billions of euro of tax cuts for developers and vulture funds. It's simply not acceptable.
The government's point on it that they're introducing an annual cost of disability support payment in the future. There's a public consultation, it'll be done in July, it'll be considered ahead of the budget. And it'll be targeted properly at the people who most need it. That's the way it needs to be done.
So first of all, again, it's the disability sector and Sinn Féin and others who are forcing the government into actually implementing the policies that we have. We have embarrassed them into reacting in this way because they have been shown up for the cruel attitude they took to people with disabilities. The second thing is, if you are sitting at home and you can't pay your electricity bill, you're finding it difficult to put food on the table and you've got a disability, then you can't wait till next year until Micheál Martin figures out what what he wants to do. What we're saying is you need support right here, right now. And how you do that is those who are in receipt of a disability payment be given a €500 lump sum that would help them at this point in time. Micheál Martin is saying no. He's telling people with disabilities, wait. He's saying we're going to continue to consult. We're going to continue to do this, that and the other. But at the end of the day, there's nobody listening to this programme here with a disability that knows, has any idea what this government planned to do in relation to a disability payment. All they know is that life is getting tougher and it's got tougher as a result of the decision.
And
of those
you don't accept the argument that the government would have, and Micheál Martin has outlined this, that Sinn Féin's answer to everything is just throw more immediate money at it. Money after money after money for everybody. No consideration, no targeted spending. And if you keep going like that, it's not the way to run the country.
Not at all. First of all, I completely reject that. I wouldn't throw the money that Micheál Martin threw at the developers. I would take away that €1 billion tax relief. I wouldn't throw the money that Micheál Martin throws to the bankers, €3 billion of profit and they pay less than 1%. I wouldn't throw the hundreds of millions of euro tax cuts that Micheál Martin throws to the landlords. Why does Micheál Martin not talk about that? Because Micheál Martin has no problem splashing the cash when it's people in his circle, when it's the elite, when it's the vested interest. But see, when it comes to an individual with a disability or somebody who's really, really struggling, then the glib answer from Micheál Martin is, oh, you're just throwing money around. There's always money for the insiders, but never for those on the edges. And I make no apologies about it. I and my party will always stand up for the working class and those on the edges. And we believe that there has to be more balance, more fairness here. So their money should be taken from those at the very, very top and actually make sure that those who are really struggling, who need it, are actually supported during this time.
Okay, what message will be given to people at the meeting in the Heights Hotel this evening on cost of living? And why are you having the meeting?
Well, this is part of a conversation that we're having right across the state. I've done a series of these meetings in different parts, and we have a number of other meetings taking place as well in Galway and Waterford and Donegal and a few others. So this is a part of an engagement that Sinn Féin is doing. Mary Lou will be hosting a number of these meetings as well. And look, one of the things that clearly come back to me time and time again is that the government isn't listening. The government is not listening to the pressures that ordinary people are under. If they were listening, then they would understand and they would bring forward an emergency budget, a cost of living package that would support families. Sinn Féin are different. We are listening. This isn't about me telling you all the solutions and that we have all the solutions. We have solutions. There's no doubt about it. And we're going to continue to argue for those solutions. But we want to hear from people in Kerry. We want to hear your voices, your stories. Because to tell you the God's honest truth, Gerry, that's what gives me strength. That's what where I draw my passion from, where I draw my source from. We are the voice of the people. And it is through those stories that we bring those arguments, those voices to the Dáil, arguing for the type of things that we're arguing for. A permanent cut to the USC, supports for those in social welfare, electricity credits to help people pay their electricity bills, including the 320,000 families that can't pay their electricity at this point in time, and cuts to petrol, diesel, home heating oil, and, you know, which many people in Kerry use to heat your home. And a good example of the priorities of government, where the government cut home heating oil by 2 cents, yet cut private jet fuel, not fuel that you go on out or your holidays with, private jet fuel by 17 cents. Like, how and under God does the government get it so wrong when people in Kerry and Donegal are finding it hard to heat their homes with home heating oil, and they cut private jet fuel 8 times more than home heating oil? It's absolutely disgusting to tell
and
you.
And what would you say to those who rely on the golfing tourism, particularly here in Kerry, that is brought in by those high net worth individuals flying private jets every year? Means a lot of money to a lot of different people.
I seriously think that at a time when 320,000 families can't pay your electricity bills, how a cabinet sits down and says, we will give 2 cents of a cut to those with home heating oil, despite the fact that that fuel has doubled in recent times, and we will give 17 cent cut to private jet fuels. Like, how and under God? I don't think there's anybody that can justify that type of decision. And it's bonkers to me. It's mad to me. And it shows that there is a government that is completely out of touch. And we've shown time and time again how you can actually reduce the cost of home heating oil.
You're talking about things like permanent cuts in USC. What about the erosion of the tax base here? And what do you make then of the IMF, which recommended this week that Ireland should increase local property taxes, rein in discount VAT rates like the 9% rate for hospitality, and put more lower workers into the tax net to stabilise our tax base so that we don't run into the same problems we did in the financial crash of 2010.
Well, I disagree that lower workers should be paying more tax. I actually believe that we need to abolish the USC for a large portion of people's income, and the first €45,000 of people's income should not be subject.
What do you replace it with then, though, is the key question, because it's easy to say that. But what we found out in the crash was there was no tax base there when we needed it. When the property tax collapsed, that was a concern.
I can point out many, many taxes that it can be replaced with. So there will be business people listening to this show this morning, right? And they will pay their 12.5% corporation tax, whether they're a shop that is formed in as a company, or whether it's a barber's that's formed as a company and so on. They will pay 12.5%. How in under God does banks that make €3 billion of a profit pay less than 1% tax? Like, that happens because the government has introduced that deal. That was a
change.
That was a change that was brought forward. That was a change that was brought forward by Fine Gael and the Labour Party to facilitate the banks. How come that the institutional investors that are charging €2,500 and €3,000 in rent rolls for student accommodation and other accommodation pays no tax whatsoever, none whatsoever, on their rental income? But yet, if there's a landlord down in Kerry renting their house out to somebody, they have to pay tax. So there's sweetheart deals all around the place. And it's my job to look into the detail in relation to this here. So I am very, very clear. Workers need a break. Families need a break. We need to reduce the level of USC on working people, and we need to support people through the likes of energy credits. Of course,
Final point on that. It, for tonight's meeting, what you're going to be saying to people is all these changes need to happen. What do you say to the argument from the government that, look, October is the budget. You could make all these changes now. We're just seeing overnight there's more strikes from the US into Iran and the Iran at US bases. There's no sign of an end, despite what's being said about Donald Trump, to this conflict and the costs of it, that this is going to get worse. So you take your shot in November, you get it as right as you can. If you do something now, you may run out of ammunition further down the line, depending how this disaster goes on, which is feeding into the cost of living crisis for everybody and higher inflation expected as well.
I would say that people can't wait. I would say that, you know, what a luxury government ministers have to be able to say, tighten your belt till October and we might do something in next year's budget.
No, saying they will do something. They will do something.
Well, we don't know what it is, Jerry. They told us they were going to do something last year. And what did they do? They left people worse off. So we don't know what they're going to do. And how much of a cold comfort is that? If one of your listeners is one of the 320,000 people that can't pay their electricity bill and haven't been able to pay their electricity bill, how do you think that falls on their ears? How do you think it falls when they've got their the bills coming in for the schools for transition year, €400, or the new iPads that need to be bought for schools? How does all of that fall? People are really, really struggling. And what did we find out in the last 3 weeks? We found out that the surplus that the government planned to have, which is in excess of €4 billion, is now going to be double that. It's going to be close to €9 billion of a surplus, yet we have so many people that can't pay basic things like their electricity, that so many workers that, you know, if we were having this conversation 10 years ago, talking about some of these families, we'd be saying they're well healed, they're well off. You know, they've got two incomes, they've got decent jobs. Today, those same families are struggling to get by because of the cost of everything. So you have a government that is boasting about billions and billions of euro of surplus. You have a section of society that can't pay basic bills. And the government's message is, you know, tighten your belt, hold tight. We'll look at something in October that might take effect in January of next year. I say that people can't wait. Use a portion, not all of it, use a wee portion of the surpluses to support people right here, right now.
Are you worried, finally, are you worried your message like that aren't getting through? Failure to win either seat in the by-elections, that Sinn Féin's message is being beaten by others, their Sock Dems and Fine Gael even winning those seats ahead of ye. That your message isn't getting through to people and isn't resonating.
I'm not worried about that at all. I think the polls predicted correctly a number of weeks ago who was going to win those by-elections in the form of Daniel Ennis and Sean Kane. The polls also predict, Gerry, that we are way ahead of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil right across the state. And the polls also predict that we're way ahead of parties like the Labour Party who are smarming at this point in time. And likes to forget that they actually, you know, were cutting the blind pension and tried to introduce water charges and all of that stuff. So, look, you know, we're focused on our issues here. We are the party that brought forward the proposals that introduced renters tax credit that supports so many renters now. The government said they weren't going to do it. We continued with it. We weren't going to give up. We did the same thing with mortgage interest relief. The government says no way. We continue to do it. Hundreds of millions of euro have gone into the houses of renters and mortgages because of that. And the same thing with the emergency budget. We're not giving up because we know people depend on it.
And you'll be talking about that this evening at 8 o'clock in Killarney. So thanks very much for taking time to talk to me.
Hope to see people in the Killarney Heights. Okay, thanks a million.
At 8 o'clock this evening, the Killarney Heights for that Sinn Féin cost of living crisis meeting. If you have a view on what Piers Doherty has said on disabilities, do you think a €500 immediate payment should be made and a permanent one set up straight away? What do you make of that? And what do you make of the concerns of the government in terms of Sinn Féin's policies of spending and not holding anything in reserve? That's where the argument is at the Dáil at the moment. Give us your thoughts on that.